Greetings, and welcome to our maid cafe, Master. Here's our menu. I would return in a few moments when you have decided what you'd like to order. Wait. Is that you, dude? Wait, what are you doing here, buddy? Me? What am I doing here? I mean, come on. Can't you see what I'm wearing? I'm one of the maids here, dude. So you didn't know I was working here? Why am I working here? Well, I need to save up for something. For what? Stuff. So I can buy me stuff, yeah? My parents. Yeah, exactly. My parents wanted me to get a job. I honestly feel bad constantly asking them for money. I mean, being a maid isn't exactly what I had in mind, but there are worse jobs to work. Well, just to break that awkward silence that we created. So, how come you're in a maid cafe? What's wrong there, bud? Why are you embarrassed now? Shouldn't I be the one embarrassed? What do I mean by that? The situation is straight ripped from that one anime we watched a while ago. That slice of life one. You remember, right? Exactly. The episode where he finds his best girlfriend working in a maid cafe, and she's super embarrassed by him finding out, and all the romantic comedy starts. Super generic anime, but the execution was really well done. I'll give the animation studio that. But I guess it makes sense why you're embarrassed. Getting caught by your bestie in a place like this? Well, back to my original question. So, how come you are in a maid cafe? Oh, come on! Can you stop being such a puss? Sorry? I probably shouldn't say that while I'm on the clock, and to you as well. But seriously, what's the reason? Please, don't make me beg. You know, I hate that. Too public to talk about it. Okay, fine. I have an idea. We have some private rooms for guests who can dish out extra cash. I'll take you there, and we can talk in peace. Nope, doesn't cost extra. Actually, working here gives me some benefits. We would only have to pay for the food. Now get up and let's get to one of them. There should be two up for grabs at this hour. Take a seat, Master. Probably never expected me to call you Master, eh? Look at you all flustered. Let me make sure that people know that someone's already in this room. Okay, scooch over. I want to sit next to you. Now. Shoot. Because of a girl? Wait, you mean like a girl? As in, you know, you have a crush on her? Who is it? Is it one of the other maids? Nervous? No, I am nervous. Why? Because I like you, and... What do I mean? Come on, isn't it fu- You're looking at me with those cute puppy eyes of yours, and I just... wanna... Sorry, I just went for it. I hope I managed to properly express how I actually feel about it. You, and if you don't love me, that's fine. I know you said you like someone else, and that's okay. I'm not mad. Not everything can work out, and sometimes it... Yeah, you're right. I should first just listen to you, even though I think I already know what you're about to tell me. Wait. Oh, hold up. You mean you like me? Not out of pity or something, but because of actual romantic feelings? Fuck. I could have fucked you this entire time. I could have fucked you this entire time. Drop your pants. Now. Don't worry about anyone walking in on us. The door's locked. All the dreams I had over the years about you, they are all about to become a reality now. You look nervous. What's wrong now, sweetie? Do you need help unzipping your pants? I can do that for you. As long as you keep your hands busy. Here, let me guide your hand. Yes. Like that. Keep playing with my pussy like that. Just a little longer. While I get rid of these useless pants. I can feel you getting excited. My, my. Let me feel it up a bit. Oh, what a nice cock. And now it's mine. And mine alone. I want you to say it. Say you belong to me. Say that your cock belongs to me now. Say it again for me. One more time. Oh, fuck. I'm wet. Can you feel it through my panties? So fucking horny. All because of you. Sit. I want to ride you. That's a good boy. Mommy will ride your beautiful cock now. Yes, I know about your mommy fetish, you dirty little slut. Do you want to know how I found out? Yes? Then I'll tell you. Oh, fuck. Your cock is really hitting my spots. Such a good cock. Such a good boy. Well, do you remember the school trip? 2 or 3 years ago? You were one of the lucky guys who got their own rooms in the hotel. Anyway, fuck. Give me a moment. Shit. Stop feeling so good inside me. I wanted to sneak out during our first night at the hotel. After all my girlfriends finally fell asleep. I wanted to visit you in your room and talk to you and stuff. But when I was standing in front of your door, I heard something. You talking to yourself, moaning, whispering, coming. I listen to you. I'm talking about being dominated. You said mommy over and over again. I never thought about being a mommy dom. I always thought of myself as submissive. And then I heard you talking dirty all by yourself. And I just wanted to fuck the shit out of you. I wanted to fuck you so hard and fast that you would start begging me to slow down, to stop. And I would say, no, honey, you have to get through this like a good little slut. Fucking you rough and hard like I'm doing right now. And does it feel good, my perfect little boy? Does mommy fuck you good? Yes? Mommy fucks you real good? Of course mommy fucks you real good. Anything for my perfect, slutty baby boy. Where are your hands wandering? Your hands? They say above your cute fucking face, pinned against the wall. Keep looking at me. I want to see your face as you moan and whimper while I fuck you. Are you close? You look like you're holding back, trying your best not to come right now. Oh, such a desperate look. But you want to come inside me, don't you? You want to let go and fill me up? Even though I could get pregnant? Oh, fuck! What's gotten into you, baby boy? You are being so aggressive now. Did I hit a kink with that pregnancy talk? You want to fuck a child into me, don't you? Fuck. Okay, sweetie. If you want your turn, then fuck mommy real good. And fill me up with all of your cum. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Please tell me you're gonna come as well. I want my good boy to come with mommy. Can you do that? Good boy. I can feel it inside me. My baby boy was very pent up, wasn't he? Let me get off of your deliciously naughty cock, sweetie. Fuck. Your cock looks so cute covered in my juices. God. Juices. It sounds so fucking weird saying it like that. Now, where's the... there it is. What am I doing? Making sure to wipe your cum out of my pussy. If you believe it or not, my mom told me to make sure to have tissues around or something for my first time. Especially when whoever decides to release themselves inside. Apparently, she was quite shocked when suddenly my dad's liquids came flooding out. God, talking about your parents having sex is so much dirtier than actually having sex. I feel disgusting thinking about it now. Ugh. And luckily, this maid outfit is equipped with tissues and some stuff for cleaning. Quite handy right now, isn't it? So, tell me, how was it to get your virginity taken by your crush, who's dressed up like a maid and immediately fulfilled your dirty little mommy kink? It must have been fucking awesome, right? Must be awesome to have a mommy dom GF, yeah? Your very own mommy dommy? Oh, wow. Is your cock hard again? Oh, you're not a virgin? Really? Okay then, tell me about your first time. You are very adorable when you stutter, you know that? But I would really love to know about your first time. Give you a quick little blowjob first. Is that how you talk with your mommy dommy now? So demanding now, isn't he? You weren't so bratty before. Any other wishes, master? Oh, you want me to call you master too? My baby boy has a dominant side after all. Well, here I go then. Thanks, master, for letting me service your beautiful cock with my mouth. I hope you love my lips, master. This is my first time servicing a man with my lips. My now naughty lips. Your cock is amazing, master. You want me to deep throat it longer? I don't think I can do that, master. I'm sorry I can't serve you like you would like me to, but maybe you can use your hands to help me? Come on, baby boy. You want to use mommy's mouth like a fucking sex toy, right? Use me like a good...
Master, do you want me to swallow your load? Understood.
Master. You came a lot again. Didn't think your balls had anything left. I fucked the shit out of you. But you keep surprising me, baby boy. Anyway, now tell me. Your first time? Oh, wow. A hand job? That was your first time? Nah. I was your first time. I actually fucked you. I actually own you now. I own your cock, and I own your first time as well. But you own mine too. I think, as a good mommy dom, I should punish you for lying about already having sex. But not now. I still have to finish work. So, how about we meet up after I'm done with my shift so I can properly punish you? And if you take your punishment like a good boy, you will get some nice, lovely aftercare with mommy. Deal? Awesome. See you later, babe. I'll accompany my master to the door then.